Millions of hazelnut trees cover the valleys of Ordu. This region provides 75% of the world's hazelnuts. Many of the trees grow on the sides of treacherous ravines, so harvesting the nut is hard and often dangerous work. Pickers work 7 days a week and 11 hours a day for around 250 euros for the month-long season. Iskander, who didn't want to give his last name, started picking when he was 15 years old. At 30, he's now in charge of a team of pickers.
We come here to work in a field for 15 days and then pack up everything and travel to villages higher up and work another 15 days. But we only do this work out of necessity. If we didn't have to, we wouldn't, because it's a misery that no one can stand.
Iskander, like most pickers, made the 700-kilometer journey from Turkey's predominantly Kurdish region. There's very little work there because it's been devastated by the Turkish army's decades-long war against a Kurdish insurgency. Iskander's mother, Mediha, is also working here as a picker. Like tens of thousands of other Kurds, they were forced to evacuate their village by security forces, losing not only their home, but their livelihood.
In the past, we were involved with agriculture. We had our own work. We used to have vineyards. We herded animals. But we were left without anything, and out of necessity, we had to come here. And here, we work like slaves. There's nothing we can achieve. We'd be happy to go back to our own village.
Iskander, Mediha and the other pickers bed down in a cattle shed for the month-long harvest. Most migrant workers are forced to stay in state-run camps. Authorities don't allow access to the camps, where conditions have been criticised by monitoring groups. Official signs warn against underage workers, although many appear to be under the legal age to work. Iskander and Mediha work for Hilmi Uzunlar, who grows hazelnuts. He says the days of families planning weddings and other big financial outlays around the bounty of the harvest are long gone. Years of falling prices because of growing competition and the increasing vagaries of climate change means no one is making money anymore.
Sales of hazelnuts only cover the expenses of the workers, fertilizer, and maintaining the trees. We harvest, then sell, but we only break even. After that, we go back to our other jobs to provide for our families. Given these conditions, it's clear that the hazelnut has no future. There's simply no future.
The pressure on growers like Uzunlar is set to grow. Hazelnut buyers are encouraging alternative producers to reduce their heavy dependency on Turkey. Kader Engin is head of Ordusiyad, Ordu Industrialist and Businessmen Association. He warns that the region will struggle to break out of the current economic hardship.
Our old fields don't produce efficiently because we can't use modern production methods. And this causes much higher costs because the hazelnut is picked from the branches, not from the ground. There's no modern technology to produce or harvest from these old trees. These hazelnuts you see are from trees the same age as me, 70 or maybe 80 years old. They should be renewed. The fields should be younger.
Iskander dreams of a life without the back-breaking work of harvesting the nuts.
Hazelnut picking was better in the past. The landowners used to cover our travel expenses. They'd give us food. They'd give us a bed. Now everyone is competing with each other, so we have to pay our own travel expenses and provide our own food. If I manage to get a normal job with a minimum wage, I won't come back next year. It would be enough for me to stay at home and be with my kids.
But weeks of toil lie ahead for Iskander and his mother, Mediha. After the hazelnut harvest, they move on to central Turkey for the potato season. Iskander says it will be some time before he sees his three young children again. Dorian Jones, DW, Ordu, Eastern Turkey.